God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth, he breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. God of grace and comfort, be with us this morning as we work through this day and through this time of grieving process for Brother Christ, especially to Lizzie and the family. I have appreciated that God has given us the last 2 days to work through our grief. But this morning, the fact is that God is our refuge. We have a place to look. We have a place to do as Charles Wesley said when he penned those beautiful words, "Father, I stretch out my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, whither shall I go?" Beautiful words. This morning we stretch out our hands to God, and to his word, and to the promises that he has given us. God is our refuge and our strength. And then be still and know that I am God. This morning we find ourselves at that place precisely because the fact is we have been disappointed, may I say that, that Christ was not able to get well. But we recognize this morning that it was the Lord's will. It was what God had chosen for our brother. And so this morning we just simply bow at the sovereignty of God. But in our bowing before him, we also grieve together because of the departure of our brother. As we consider why we grieve, it is not because that our brother has departed and went to be with the Lord. If we look at that side, it's a sweet moment, really. We look at that side. But we grieve because there's a separation, because he has went on before us. And we have had to remain and stay behind. So this morning, we remain here and we grieve because of the separation. However, we know that that separation is only temporal. It is just for time, Lizzie and the children and all of us. We're going to miss Christ. There's a spot here in our church family, in the congregation, that no one else can fill. No one could fill but Christ. So it is a bittersweet moment for us. But again, it's not because of Christ that has gone to be with the Lord. It's not because he has fallen asleep. It's simply because you and I remain this morning to go on our journey and to face life without him. But not without God. Not without the consolation of God. Perhaps the words of the hymn writer describe what our hearts are feeling this morning. Jesus, while our hearts are bleeding, or the spoils that death has won, we would at this solemn meeting calmly say, Thy will be done. Though cast down, we're not forsaken, though afflicted, not alone. Thou didst give and Thou hast taken. Blessed Lord, Thy will be done. Though today we're filled with mourning, mercy still is on the throne. With Thy smiles and love returning, we can sing, Thy will be done. By Thy hands the boon was given, Thou hast taken but Thine own. Lord of earth and God of heaven, evermore Thy will be done. So thankful this morning for the sovereign God that holds my life and your life in His hands, and determines the number of our days. Thou didst give and Thou hast taken. When Job received word that his family had perished, he fell down on the ground in worship. And he said, The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gave us Christ for the years that He did. To His family, to His biological family, to the church family, to us together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord hath given, the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Let's find comfort in those words. God has not changed. Our circumstances have changed. Life will be different, but not God. Evermore the same. God does not change. Never will. And so, this morning we find that as a great consolation. That last verse of what the songwriter wrote. He says, By Thy hands the boon was given, or the blessing. Yes, our brother certainly was a blessing from God. But then he says, Thou hast taken but Thine own. It is important that we remember who we belong to. And it is important, Lizzie, children, all of us together, to remember that Christ really was not ours. He really wasn't. God had given Him for a time. But God has only taken back to Him what rightfully belonged to Him. Job said, Thou wilt call, and I shall answer. Thou shalt have a desire to the work of Thine hands. Saturday morning, Chris precisely did that. When God called, instantly he was ready to go. God has only taken what rightly belongs to Him, whether it's my wife, your husband, your children, or whatever. Let's remember that. We belong to God. He has only taken what rightfully belonged to Him. We sang that beautiful song, Midst the darkness, storm and sorrow, one bright gleam I see. Well I know the blessed morrow, Christ will come for me. Midst the light and peace and glory of the Father's home, Christ for me is watching, waiting till I come. I thought I had worked through my grief, but I was almost overcome with emotion when we sang that, as I thought of many things. One bright gleam I see, through it all, through the trials that were related to his health issues, Brother Chris never lost his eternal aspirations. Never lost them. Because he knew. He knew at the end of the road there was something better waiting. He knew that on that blessed morrow, Christ would come for him. And when the call came, Christ was instantly ready. And he quietly took his leave, his departure, in a way that he so much desired. As we know he did. Christ for me is watching, waiting. He went to meet the one who was watching and waiting for him, and that he was joyfully anticipating to meet. Chris loved to sing. And I just envisioned him this morning singing. I'm not sure. I don't know. We use our imagination often and we think of those things. But the scripture, I believe, brings out that there's singing and rejoicing and far more than we can describe. Because of parallel health issues, there was a special bond between Chris and I. And there were times of mutual caring and sharing together that has left a very deep imprint on my heart. As we journeyed together, especially over the last 3-4 years, we spoke of things that only those that are on that journey would speak. We weren't sure who would get there first. This morning, God has chosen to take Chris, and for the present, I am enjoying good health. I'm careful to say for the present, and I think that should go for every one of us. Never take your health for granted. Almost feel like the scripture speaks about two being taken, one is left behind. Almost feel like I've been left behind in a sense. Saturday morning, about 5 o'clock, 5:30 approximately, I was meditating and praying for Chris. One of the things that we shared, we had a mutual consent of praying one for another in our journey. I don't have that anymore. Not from Chris. Thankful for all the prayers that we can pray for each other. But as I was meditating and praying for Chris on Saturday morning, the scripture flashed into my mind about 5:30, somewhat in there that time. I'm ready now to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I felt strange, and I wondered, what is Brother Chris experiencing at the present? A short time later, we received the word that he had passed on. Was there a connection? I'll let you decide that, but it was special. The Lord brought that scripture into my mind just at that, precisely at that time. David, in his eulogy over Jonathan, made the statement, "I am distressed for thee, my brother. Very pleasant hast thou been to me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. Second Timothy 4:7-8 now belongs to our brother. It's a verse that we all want to claim. We all have right to as we serve our Lord and Savior. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give at that day. And not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing." I have fought a good fight. What a blessing. that our brother left that testimony back and his legacy we have to encourage us on and to bless us, to inspire us and have our own aspirations. Our turn will come, hasn't come yet, but every one of us will follow him. And I expect that Christ will be waiting. May God, Father, bless us, comfort us, give us much grace for the hours ahead and for our own journey.